I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Raphael.
And we're too damn young
to be this damn confused. I thought TBT stood for Turn Back Time.
I thought Zendaya was a new fad diet.
Is it pronounced meme or mem?
We don't know.
But we do care.
So we are talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
OMFG is a shot of pop culture Botox that will, fingers crossed, keep us young and fresh.
And super of the now.
We're doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you, because let's face it,
you're probably pretty clueless. Emily, I'm so excited for today.
You are?
We have our girl, Caroline Goldfarb, back.
Oh, you know I love her.
She's our youthy ambassador to the stars.
Yes.
And we have Mr. Matt McConkie in.
Oh, he's a dream. He's a dream boat.
A real dream boat. Jinx.
Oh, yo me a Coke.
Just real quick, Caroline, she's our official Sean Penn gal.
Yep.
She taught us Mom and Dad.
Yes.
Smashing Garbage.
She taught us, she taught you Lisa Frank.
She did teach me Lisa Frank, which I needed to know. It's historical.
Yeah.
Matt is an incredible writer and actor. He's been on and written and been on Marry Me and Bajillion Dollar Properties.
Ooh.
And he is my host on our Comedy Central show, Comedy Central stage show, live theater, called Unsend, and he's going to talk a little bit about that, which is really fun. And he has questions.
I'm so excited. I love when a grown man comes in with questions for the youth, because
right.
The thing is, we love to teach, and yet sometimes we need to listen.
That's so funny.
Let's bring him in.
Yeah. OMFG! She's here.
She's with us right now, and it's bringing me lots of feelings of joy. Mainly joy, some extreme happiness.
Horniness.
A little horniness. I guess it's showing. My nipples are a little taut.
Maybe that's just me. I'm hella wet. My nipples are hella hard. Like, I'm going through a whole sensual experience. Shout out to your listeners that now have a vision of me being really horny.
What else is new?
We're just humping the microphones in here. Everyone, just please know that. Humping them.
Ew.
Caroline, why are you such a funny biznotch?
Why? I mean, it's in my blood, you know? Like, I just want to make people happy. I want to make Whoopi Goldberg pins. Mm-hmm. I want to make people laugh on Instagram. I want to just spread the word, the gospel of celebrity humor.
Speaking of Whoopi Goldberg, have you guys heard that she's trying to make a new line of
already have used some marijuana. Of those products.
Oh, for your menses?
Well, okay, so
they're marijuana-based products for your menstrual cycle.
Are they like paper? Are they to put inside?
Yeah, okay. There's no vaginal suppository products, but it's a bath scrub kind of thing.
What does that do?
Yeah, that doesn't
you like
sound
scrub
good.
It on your body, and then there's like bath salts.
Is there a salve?
There's a salve, and so yeah. It was in the context of doing on 420. I sometimes do work with Broadly. I don't know if you guys are familiar. It's like Vice's lady website. They're super cool chicks, and they're like, we're gonna do a live stream where we all get super stoned and live stream it. I'm like,
fun.
Okay.
Great.
Part of it was they brought the whole suite of Whoopi Goldberg period collectibles.
Got it.
And there was a salve, and I didn't read the instructions because I was blazed as fuck. And I literally rubbed the salve all over my hands, and I was just like, all right, time to wait for it to kick in. And then I went, and it was so oily also, and I was like, I couldn't even get this off.
Does it smell? It feels like it would
reek. It was really menthol-y and gross. Yeah. And then I read it, and it was for use only on your abdomen. And I was my phalanges were covered.
First of all, the way you guys say salve is like sales? Making
disgusting.
Me crazy.
Yeah.
Like,
how do you say it?
I mean, I'm going to say it wrong. I say salve.
No. Is this silent L?
No, I don't know. I don't know what's right.
But can I hear it one more time from y'all?
Salve.
What? That sounds extreme.
Salve is not easy to say.
It's,
like,
it's all disgusting. If it's salve or salve, it's disgusting.
Let's just call it a bomb.
So just to circle back, to get clarity, because you guys have a little more experience with this Whoopi Goldberg line of product.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What I'm hearing is she's made product with marijuana, marijuana-infused product that you use at the time of menstruation.
Yeah, it's really specific.
It sounds like it accompanies your menstruation but does not do any sort of...
It's to help, you know, relieve the pain. It's medicinal.
There you go.
It's medicinal.
It's a medicinal. An external analgesic, however you say that word.
Yep, that was a beautiful use of that word.
I know, but I didn't pronounce it right, which kind of fucked it up. But it is – those things don't work, though. Like creams with THC in them, I don't know if my tolerance is too high or what, but it's like does not work. It's total bullshit.
You didn't get anything from it.
Yeah, it's total BS.
It's much better. If you're already high, like if it were to have added anything, would you really notice?
That's a really good question. I think it's the high you get. It's the strongest high is the high you get from being like, oh damn, I'm literally using Whoopi Goldberg salve. Like that high is the most powerful high.
Yeah.
That, no need to even explain anymore. It makes perfect sense.
There's also something about Whoopi and, like, my vagina that's, like, doesn't go together.
I was going to say, well, because she – explain.
Her vagina, I have to imagine, there is zero grooming. Oof.
There's – it's so funny because her eyebrows are hairless, so I would think that it's kind of bald down there. Okay. Maybe with a few stray dreads or something.
Poking out like a gray curly Q creeping its way.
I don't know. Or maybe she, you know, it kind of makes sense if her eyebrows are hairless. Maybe she overcompensates in her pussalia department. And she's, I don't even want to think about Whoopi Goldberg's vagina.
Yeah, well,
it feels so wrong.
Unfortunately, we did. for all of us and for you guys listening.
Sorry.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry, not sorry.
Put a salve on it. So, it's like Beyonce's new song.
Put a salve on it.
Caroline, since we last had you on, a lot has transpired in your life.
A little bit.
Can you tell us about it?
Well, let's see. I broke up with the boyfriend I was dating when I saw you guys.
Right. The black man.
Yeah.
Okay. The fine ass.
So cute.
Yeah.
But he wasn't the one. No.
Even though you were smashing garbage with him in a very nice way.
Smashing garbage, rubbing uglies, just doing the dang thing.
Uh-huh.
But why the breakup?
He wasn't the one for me.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like acrimonious or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's pretty much it.
You have a new podcast.
I forgot. I'm so dumb. I have a new podcast. It's called This Week Had Me Like. And on it, me and two guests.
Mm-hmm.
One is a fellow celebrity expert, and the other person is a plebe, which means that they like I ask
like
them,
a me, like a I don't know, like, I don't know anything.
I'll ask you a plebe question right now, and this is how we test.
This is good.
I'll just think of. I'll ask you a couple.
Great.
Do you know Blac Chyna's son's name?
Nope.
Okay.
I don't.
You're a true plebe.
Yeah.
Can I try?
Wait. Yeah. Give us more. This is fun.
Can you name two of Kylie Jenner's lip kit colors?
She can.
I don't know that I can, although I'm obsessed with looking at her commercial.
You can because we've talked about it.
I know, but I don't know if I have them at the ready.
It's pressure.
Totally so cute.
Oh, my God.
Hello. Those are the glosses, but I will take glosses.
Okay. Thank you.
Well done.
Was that like a phoned a friend? Yeah.
Yeah, it was a phone a friend.
Or like a joint plebe.
I love it. Well, first of all, I'm waiting to have you guys on the podcast. Like,
yes.
Obviously, I can't wait.
We're coming.
But the whole point of the pod is, look, celebrity gossip, you hear that, you're like, I don't want to hear another person talk about Blac Chyna or this or that. No, we only do bizarre celeb gossip.
Oh.
Like celebrity gossip you definitely did not read about and you didn't even know you wanted to know.
Give us a tidbit.
There's so many this week. For example, did you know that Adrian Brody, Oscar winner Adrian Brody, is having a fish-themed art show in New York as we speak with all his paintings of fish and sharks?
Did not know that.
True story, dude. And not only is this happening, but he had like a big party for it. And the celebrities that came were like, mwah, mwah, so good.
So delicious.
Raven Simone, just like.
Perfect.
I would give anything to know how Raven Simone and Adrian Brody know each other.
Would Adrian Brody, would you smash?
Would absolutely smash. Yeah. Have smashed in my dream many a time.
I know, right? I would smash too. Although I often have like the fantasy where we're going to kiss and then like our big noses just get in the way and we can't make it to each other's mouths.
I thought about that too. I honestly, his nose is bigger than some of the guys is like that I've dated dicks. Right. I didn't phrase that right, but like his nose is so big. It's a whole erogenous zone in itself. It's,
sure, you can have your way with that big nose.
Down as fuck though.
Give us some other, like, uncovered tidbit that we won't find in Us Weekly.
Okay. Are you guys aware of what happened to Serena Williams recently?
No.
When she was in, like, the Lemonade video?
That is one amazing thing that's happened to her. Okay. But this is more disgusting. She posted this insane Snapchat story about how she's in Italy. She's at this fancy hotel, and she was ordering room service, but noticed that they had a separate room service menu for dogs, like, with fancy homemade dog food. She has a dog, so she was like... It's a whole long Snapchat story. It's probably
hectic.
Yeah, it's crazy. But so it all looked really good. She ordered salmon and rice for her dog.
Okay.
And it comes to her room and she's like, look, I tried it. Don't judge me. It looked really good. And she shows it looked so gross. And she, the whole point of the story is that she then got the worst food poisoning and she got like so sick and shat for hours. And she was just
she
like.
She ate the dog food.
Yeah. And the whole.
Knowingly.
She's like, don't judge me. And then the best part is she's like. I tasted it. It tasted weird. I had to force myself to swallow it.
Oh, no. You don't force yourself to swallow.
When your body is telling you to spit something out,
you always spit.
Honor it.
Honor that.
Right?
Wow. I don't know what to make of this, Tal. It's so odd.
We play the video on the podcast and we like talk about it. So it's more fun when you hear her be like, guys, don't judge me, but I ate some dog food. It's way, way lighter and more uplifting when hear it happen. She's sweating. She's fully sweating in the videos. She's going through it. She's posting it.
Oh, my God.
Well, I feel like this podcast you had me like, is that it?
This week had me like.
Is like a perfect accompaniment to OMFG. Because we kind of just, you know.
Everything has us like.
Yeah. I mean, we're in a state of having us like. Woo. Question mark, you know?
It's a perfect, it's a match made in heaven.
Right.
If you're listening to this and you're like, I want to know what the kids are talking about.
I want a deeper dive. Because, girl, you're deep in some stuff. Like
some whoopee vagina dive.
Yeah.
If you want to go real deep.
I mean, your Instagram account, we're just going to heap praise on you this whole time, but your Instagram account has me like smiley face, cry emoji face all the time. Where you find these pictures, I don't know.
I mean,
is it like Corbis or Getty?
Oh, my gosh. You know I'm scrolling through Getty every damn day. Getty subscriptions, low-key, when I was working at BuzzFeed, like, they had a Getty subscription, and you can see how much these photos are.
They're so expensive.
It's like $5,000 for one photo. Do I not understand money?
Yeah.
Like, that just doesn't seem right to me.
No, it's crazy.
But anyway, I've always been the person that people send the funniest, weirdest shit they find online to.
Right.
I've always been that person. Like, since the internet was invented. Right. People are like, hey, I saw the weirdest video I've ever seen in my life, and I immediately thought of you. Here you go. So
that's been your whole life, right? I mean, because you're young.
Right.
So the internet's been around forever.
Pretty much.
So people just dump these weird things on you.
I'm a kind of a dump, yeah.
And now with your official Sean Penn, it's like, forget it. Everyone's giving you.
People are coming out of the woodwork. People I haven't talked to in years are like, hey, girl, thought you'd like to see this. And I'm like, I didn't.
Okay. Because they don't know. They don't know.
But I don't know. I'm finding stuff. I'm hunting. I'm trolling.
Yeah. Big time.
Yeah. I'm like a truffle pig, you know? For like tasty truffles. Tasty internet truffles.
And you find them everywhere.
I do. Truffles are everywhere, you guys.
Emily is going to be very interested in something I heard on your podcast. And I'm excited for you to give us, like, more information on it. Miss Goldfarb.
That's my last name.
Told tell of a filter that's like a Korean beauty filter.
Wondercam.
Okay.
So I'm pulling it up right now.
We need – tell I'm us so more.
Want to do a selfie?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
So
is
Wondercam –
just going to make me, like – pearlescent?
It's going to be nuts. Do you want me to take a picture of you two and do it and shock you? Okay, that's a better idea.
Because we already know about the Korean beauty products. We're wearing the masks. We're putting the mud the Milky Piggy.
This is going to be next level. Damn, these goddamn mics, though, are in the way.
Hold on,
okay. You're going to get, okay.
Oh my gosh. Stunning. Okay, so I tell you guys about WonderCam, I'll show you. Okay, so I learned about this from Chrissy Teigen.
Okay.
And your BFF.
Khloe Kardashian.
Two BFFs. It's subtle.
We haven't even done it yet.
Oh, okay. Oh my God. We look really good.
Naturally.
Yeah. Okay, we look really good.
I'm a big believer in people learning by doing and not showing. So I can.
By the way, I was just laughing because I thought that was it.
No, Deanna's just struck by how gorgeous we are.
See, you're gorgeous. You're
We look great. This is an amazing app. Okay, but we do look great.
You either hit edit, I think, at the bottom, and there's like an auto. Do you see a little magic wand kind of thing? Or you're already moving.
She's applying right now.
You want to hit smoothen. There's a lot of features you want to do. We want to enlarge in your guys' eyes. That's a very cool
thing.
We're
going to do smooth, and we're going to get some eyes. So there's all these little filters on the bottom, and you can add different and apply different filters, right?
I have no idea how to do the eyes.
Here, I'm going to get those eyes for you.
Give me the
pretty. No.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Okay, so here.
Emily,
I selected Japanese.
Remember when she showed us the picture, and I was like, so gorgeous. It's so subtle.
Yeah, she didn't do anything.
I've smoothened. So now you can just see with a smooth filter, like, your skin looks not even human and almost looks corpse-like, but in a glowy,
so
beautiful way.
Good.
It's very Nicole Kidman circa 2013.
It's very Nicole Kidman doing, like, you know her ads for Weird Arab Airlines?
Yes. Yeah.
They put these filters on her skin
They really do.
Thinify your guys' face.
Okay.
I don't know what it means, but I'll take it.
Because who knew that was a thing that you could do?
Off, like, the side cheek?
Yeah. So this face-tuning application within the app. Like, you can – it's a filter that face-tunes.
Exactly. And it's almost as if I like removed a couple molars.
Okay.
That's what that does.
It goes out of there. It's like sort of, you know, wrapping your feet.
Well, it's like me when I was in high school. Like, now I look like a swollen version of me. But back then,
you're not swollen
at all. Looked like I had missing molars.
You're so cute, Em.
I know this might be boring for the listeners, as I literally am like balls deep in this app making you guys gorgeous, but
take
it's going to be worth it.
Take your time. We want to look great.
I will share, you know, Deanna and I last night were talking.
I made you guys look like freaks, but I wanted to see the drastic version.
Oh, my gosh. I can tell with her eyes. I can't tell with mine.
We'll make them a little bigger.
I'm like, did you do mine? Did you do my eyes?
Didn't know you were looking for such a severe look today, but I was going for a more subtle thing. But
yeah, I look like an anime character.
You do.
For sure.
Which I love.
It makes me laugh, but it's just gorgeous. Let me make those eyes a little bigger for you, Emily.
Well, we do have a couple of hardware. We have another guest joining us, and you are going to be our expert, Missy.
Yes.
Okay, so he has some questions. So, and maybe we can get his face beautified as well.
Oh, it'd be my pleasure.
Are you available as a youth to help an elder out with some questions of this day and this time?
Oh, my gosh. I forgot to mention I'm literally wearing a Kylie lip color right now.
What are you wearing?
What is it?
Coco K.
It's so subtle and, like, nude and pretty, and that's the matte.
That's the matte, yeah.
Okay, I need to know everything. Did you get the lip kit with the liner, or they all come with the liner?
Get this story. Your mind is about to be blown.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Let me go get our next guest, and then you can blow our minds. Today's show is sponsored by Howl.fm. It's like Netflix for podcasts. Only with Howl Premium, you can listen to the Comedy Bang Bang 2016 live tour. The tour sold out everywhere, but you can hear every single episode on Howl the next day. This year, Paul F. Tompkins, Lauren Lapkus, and Neil Campbell will be along for the ride. And there will surely be a few more surprise drop-ins as well. Hear the 19 tour stops and 22 performances from Comedy Bang Bang Live on Howl. In addition to the 2016 live tour with Howl Premium, you get 42 more Comedy Bang Bang specials, along with exclusive access to more than 120 hours of original miniseries and audio documentaries, and over 90 comedy albums. New episodes and albums are released each week. Get access to all this exclusive content on your phone, on your Android, on the web for only $4.99 a month. I mean, come on. And with the promo code OMFG, you get a full month trial for free. To redeem your promo code, you have to make an account on the web at Howl.fm. You enter the code OMFG at checkout.
Remember to hear all the Comedy Bang Bang live tours along with dozens of original audio miniseries and comedy albums, go to howl.fm. That's howl.fm and use the promo code OMFG for 1 month free trial of Howl Premium. OMFG!
We're back.
We're back. We're here. Oh my God. Matt McConkey has joined us.
I mean, guys. Is he a comedic physical genius or did that just happen?
It just happened.
Emily, he just can you explain?
Headphones on. And as I'm gazing across at this beautiful man, I realize his headphone was flipped inside out.
It felt good though. Yeah. I was like rolled up you were to the all microphone set. Like, let's go.
Yeah, you had no problem.
Yeah.
And our youth had to look over and just make a simple
first
adjustment.
Lesson, here's how one puts on a simple headphone.
We're going to take today's lesson real slow.
Yeah.
We're going to take it beat by beat today. The best part is you were smiling so big.
I was looking around like,
you're like, ready to go.
Are we rolling?
Having the time of your life.
Oh my God.
Can't breathe.
Truly.
You can't breathe and he can't hear.
All right. We're going to need some medical attention in here real quick.
Yeah, they're good. You're ready to go, Matt.
Okay.
Are you ready to go?
I feel great.
Okay, great. Oh my God.
So we have just, let's knock out a couple questions. You're an adult, Matthew.
Yeah, big time.
Gross. I'm so sorry.
Welcome. You're amongst a few other adults and one non.
The elders are here.
The elders are amongst.
Yeah. We have a child with us.
I know, this little wee baby here.
Don't use bad words.
So, Matt, as an adult, I mean, I've seen you with some opportunities in terms of technology personally. But, you know, we don't have our tech youth in. We have more of, what would you consider yourself as a social, like how?
An influencer.
An influencer.
An educator. A lifestyle. A walking brand.
She's a youth ambassador.
Youth ambassador, celebrity expert, just source
That's
of.
That's where I want to tap your knowledge.
Source of millennial wisdom.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So did you have any questions?
I think my first question is, and I know people probably say this to you all the time, where I'm just like, I look at the cover of a magazine and I don't know who anyone is. But like, I did want to ask you if you could distill, if you were able to look into your millennial crystal ball.
Oh my God, she is too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's say, in an ohm.
If you could say of all of these people, I don't even know their names, the under 30s, who is going to matter in 5 years?
Wow.
I mean, a lot of them aren't going to matter in 5 months, of course, but that who do you think we're still going to
really
be talking about in 5 years?
It really hit me in the stomach. I was like, oh.
It was scary.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Obviously, like Bieber and like Taylor Swift.
Matt, when you ask the question, you need to look to the ambassador.
No. It's very helpful because that's such a big question.
Right.
Yeah. And I was going to preface it by saying, I think the superstars, the people that have reached that echelon of fame, Taylors, the Biebers.
Sure. Okay.
The Kardashians, for better or worse, who are masters of reinventing themselves.
Yeah.
They will be in the public eye.
Of course.
I think that in 5 years we're going to have – there's like little feminist tweens right now that are all about social justice and social activism. I think that's where we're headed. Like, we want our celebs to have a deeper meaning, a deeper mission, substance. So that girl, Rowan Blanchard, she's a millennial icon. Rowan Blanchard, she's on Girl Meets World.
Okay.
And she's literally a social justice warrior.
Is that a Disney show?
It's a Disney show, but she's taken that and jumped off into a whole new platform. And she's like a style icon. She's super cute and people worship her. Zendaya,
of course.
Is always going to matter.
You guys know who
Amandla
that is.
Amandla Stenberg is going to matter.
What was that?
Amandla?
Amandla? You guys don't know Amandla? No.
We don't know
Amandla. I hate
Amandla.
That name so much.
Salve.
It is so like much. The salve of names.
Totally.
It is.
Amandla is another social justice warrior. She was in Lemonade with Zendaya.
Okay.
Oh.
And she is, I mean, she's an actress. I mean, she has, I don't even know. I can't even name one movie. But she's like the female Jaden Smith.
I do know who this is. Yeah.
Wait, you know Amandla.
She's one of the girls on the front porch in Lemonade. Yes. I only know it because on another podcast someone was talking about Lemonade and they talked about Amandla.
Okay.
There you go.
Well,
Amandala. Uh-huh.
I think those are the people, but it's impossible to say.
So all females.
Oh, did I say any? No, I mean, boys don't matter.
No, so. Those are the only ones I was interested in anyway.
So we have coming our way people that are up to movement and doing shit and progression.
I think so. As someone who's vapid and shallow, I basically know that I won't matter in 5 years. I have nothing to say. So it's kind of a bittersweet. It's a bittersweet moment for me.
I think your mission's important, actually.
I mean, on a personal mission.
Yeah.
But you're ready to pass the torch to these people, and then
you know it, baby.
And then where will you be in 5 years?
Probably, you know, probably at like a Topeka, Kansas strip club. I don't know where I'll be. It's hard to say. Maybe just still sitting here in this room with you guys.
Yay.
Who that made me sad. Who are you, by the way?
we don't need to
get into that.
Sit yourself down. We did it in the intro.
I want to know.
Who am I? I'm an old friend of Deanna's.
Yay.
And Emily's.
Riddled.
And Deanna and I host a show. Can I plug our show?
Get to it.
Called Unsend that we're doing at the Comedy Central stage on June 14th.
Nice.
Yes. And, you know, we can all get into, if I don't know if you guys have anything you've ever sent out into the world. Yeah. I see Emily has a few pieces of ripped out loose leaf, which I find very exciting.
These are Emily's own unsends?
No, they're not. That basically, Deanna yesterday was like, bring some of those notes from middle school. And I, you know, I just moved home, so I couldn't find them, but I found some Lucy's. So they're just, we could just peruse if we need to.
If we don't. Great.
We do need to.
Yeah, I mean, whenever you guys want to jump into that.
Yeah.
Maybe we start with a real unsend, though.
Yeah.
The show is about, it's kind of a talk show where we have people bring in, like, emails or electronic communications that they have sent, not by mistake,
yeah, we
but
get
regrettably.
It. Yeah,
you get it.
It's all in the title.
Yeah.
So I am the master of sending screenshots of, okay, so like when I'm texting with a boy or something and something crazy happens, I will always screenshot that and send it to my friends. And one of my moves is that I'll always send the screenshot to the actual person that I was just texting with.
That's such a bad
This is my
move,
go-to
girl.
Thing. I don't know why. I'm like, because I'm always trying to go so fast.
Yes.
I'm an Aries. I'm very like impatient, impulsive.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even have any on deck because I'm also a deleter. Like, if this happens, I must immediately delete the thread.
So are you putting that guy in the group text, or are you sending it right back
to him?
Let's
say I'm texting with a – yeah, I send it right back to him, and I'm going in back and forth between – the worst that I did was – this was actually with my stepmom. Shout out to my stepmom. I love her so much. I one time was, like, texting with her, and she's a little harsh sometimes. Oh my God.
I love her so much.
I love her so much.
Oh my God. I've never seen you nervous before.
I know, because I'm scared of her. And she might be, I don't think she's listening. She's busy. But
she's busy.
I like screenshotted it and sent it to my friends being like, my stepmom is such a bitch.
Oh.
I sent it to her and it was
that's bad.
Apocalyptic.
That's like family meeting bad.
It was really bad.
What happened?
It was so bad. Like, I can't.
Happened?
It's a dark memory.
It's such a dark memory.
It spurred, like, the great break in our family, the great schism. Like, if our family was the Catholic Church, this was the great schism. Throwback for
How
those of us that know what the
right
great
right now.
It's okay. It's good. We've moved forward past that.
And you're still snapping and sending after you caused a
schism? I try to be way more careful. That was the last time I've done it. And it was like, it was pretty bad.
So when That's you send it to, with the screen, you know, the screenshot to the guy, are you also sending the like comment that you would send to your friends? Like, can you fucking believe what this guy just said? Is he getting that
sometimes,
too?
Sometimes I'm just like, I'm on such a another Care. Level of communication with my friends that I can just send it to them and they'll know like what I'm thinking about
no
it.
No explanation needed. Yeah.
So don't do that.
Don't do that.
PSA, word of the wise, like do not screenshot, do not send screenshots, just resist.
Wow.
What with a dude, how have you tried to walk out of that?
I'm just like, no, silly me. I'm always screenshotting. Like, haha. I sat on my phone.
Okay.
Also, you know what? Actually, I really wish I could unsend.
Yes.
You guys ever do that thing on your iPhone where you like hold down the button by accident and it sends a selfie of you really quickly.
No.
I didn't even know
I'm
going to
blow
thing.
Your mind. This is the most fucked up shit that it's even on an iPhone. I need to think of someone in my phone book to do this to. Can I send it to one of you guys? Because yes, I can't actually send it to someone. Who wants to give me their number?
Here, I'm going to put it right in. I'm going to put it right in so I don't
okay,
stay
so
on
Okay, so when you're texting like, someone.
I've probably already been doing this.
I know. You'll see. Because when I'm, let me just start by saying that when I text, I'm not usually looking super cute. It's probably at a really bad angle from under my chin and stuff.
It's a horror show.
And I'm like,
focus.
It's a horror show. So watch this. So when you're texting, if you're not careful, I want to do this at an angle so everyone can see. If you hold down the camera button and you flick up by accident, it just immediately sends a selfie.
Oh my God.
Wait,
you
I don't know
really how, did it.
So, I don't know how to make it happen, but okay, that was a video, but it happens like you can accidentally
do
that.
I could see absolutely accidentally doing that. What she did was just so simple. There's a little button to the left. All of a sudden, it takes a picture.
Swipey.
It's in the text.
Yeah, that was way too fast.
And it's a send.
So, yeah. So, this is an example of, like, a really hideous pic you could accidentally send someone. That's a real unsend.
Yeah. That's a real unsend. I have been shook to my core.
I know. I'm hot.
With my computer and hitting the FaceTime app.
Oh,
and like,
God.
And seeing, I'm like shook to my core from what
I'm always like double chinning and you're like, oh.
I want to unsend my dad's sperm from my mom's egg when I see those, when I see a bad, like I'm like, I want to unsend my life when I see those angles.
Well, that's an excellent, excellent unsend unpack.
Yeah, that's...
No big deal. Our next show has Casey Wilson, Retta, and Jeffrey Self.
Wow, I love Jeffrey Self.
It's like you guys can stop bragging. Right
I mean, I figure we might as well just do it. My unsend personally has to do with trying to pitch myself for a TV show, and it's the worst thing you've ever.
It's the best thing
What kind
ever.
Of TV show?
The Hot Wives of...
The Real Hot Wives. That's a great question.
Yeah.
What is the show
she
called?
Doesn't know.
That's the first problem.
That was the first problem.
She did not know the name
of
the show.
I want to be on this show, whatever it's called.
I mean, I had the name of the person I was sending it to wrong, the name of the show wrong. I had the name of the time of date of that I like attempted to send it.
You know when a youth is this horrified by your actions?
I've done that.
It was...
I did a really bad unsend this week. Okay. Oh my God, I do so many unsends. It's so hard. It's really quick. I was emailing with my agents, and I always have issues with my agents. They're amazing, but like, I don't know. I was like emailing one really fast. They're UTA, and I was like, da 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 da. Like, I didn't tell them I was at CAA. I just like said the wrong agency, and my agent was like, you're not at CAA.
Oh.
And I was like, unsend.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Back to Hot Wives.
Oops. I mean, you'll come to the show, you'll see.
Yes,
you
yes,
know,
yes.
It's just, that's a little teaser. It just was all wrong.
So
and Matthew,
good.
I sent it to Matt in like a quick, you know,
this
quick
cool,
email
right?
and like a message with a screen grab. Oh, and then God. We were G-chatting and I was like, This is bad, right? This is all right. And he was like, is that a direct copy and paste? And I was
That
like,
was my G-chat question.
Yeah.
Like, because I was like, if you're just recapping the general message of what it was, like it's probably fine. Mm-hmm. But if I'm looking at exactly what you sent, this is not good.
It's not okay.
Yeah.
Good.
And it was a
it
direct,
was
copy,
a direct
and paste.
Copy and paste.
Yeah.
Bummer.
Yeah.
You know. Love it.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see it.
But we live and we learn.
True.
Now, yeah. Emily, you have with you some things that are, you know, these are old-timey.
Yeah. Yes, they are.
This is paper. This is pen.
This is paper and pen. I mean, there's stains on them. There's like little KITs, keep in touch, you know.
Aww. How old were you when you wrote these?
Oh, whoa. You guys, this is one that I did not send. This is from me.
This is a receive.
This is to you from someone else.
No, to someone named Jordan.
I was going to send it to Jordan, but I didn't send it. It's Love, Emily.
This is an unsend.
No, I just never sent it. So it's
a
non-send.
It's a you should send it now.
It's a
I should send
Can you read it to us?
Sure. I don't know where this is going to go. Ready?
I'm excited.
Jordan, hey, I'm not mad at you. I just want you to be happy. I miss your smile. Just remember, nothing is as bad as it seems at the time. Always know that you can come to me with your problems. Jordan, I care about you so much. I have to ask you a question. I heard you liked Michelle like 2 days ago.
She's like burying the lead.
Seriously.
I heard you liked Michelle like 2 days ago. Whatever. Love, Emily.
Wow, you go from therapist to like bitch real quick.
I'm obsessed with this.
He was my boyfriend in seventh grade, so I'm going to imagine this was seventh grade.
So this is mid-relationship
and suddenly he likes Michelle?
I don't know.
Hey, I'm not mad at you. I just want you to be happy. I mean, it's so loving. I miss your smile.
I'm a really nice person.
And then therapist. And then down the middle.
It's just how we end it. Just cap it off.
I have to ask you a question.
Cool.
No question was asked.
But then heart Emily, and then an I heart you, and then S and W right back. Oh, what's SSS?
No idea.
Sorry, so sloppy.
Sorry, so sloppy. And WBS is right back.
Which, by the way, it's not at all sloppy. Can we just keep your handwriting? I don't know why I was trying to put myself down. That was like gorgeous cursive.
No, this could be a font.
Toot.
Whatever.
That don't need no Korean.
Now, can I ask why this was on the table next to a cassette? A very special cassette.
Well, see, I grabbed in a panic this morning because I had written last night. Deanna was like, bring some notes. I had written in pen on my hand notes. I left the house at 6:30 this morning.
Oh, poor baby.
So I like ran in and just shoved some stuff in a bag.
Yeah.
And so we have also the delightful Fiona Apple title cassette tape from the same box. We have a picture from my bat mitzvah.
Oh my God, you're so cute.
You do look exactly the same.
And that's
we have a zine that I wrote in high school.
Give me, I love zines. This is so millennial of you right now. You're like... on trend.
You made your own zine.
I made my own zine, girl.
Was it called a zine?
Yep.
You need to post this because you look exactly the same that
insane.
You looked at age 13.
Okay.
Oh, it was an Emmy themed bat mitzvah?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's such a specific award show.
I did. By the way, you're just
every day.
Flanked with men.
I know.
Yeah, who are all those dudes?
A little.
We've got Louis Farachi. Mike Onesco, Matt Corbin, and Brad Krakow.
Gay.
Yep, they were the finest.
You were a man eater, an ice queen. Like, you were Oh, who's this hottie with the Tasmanian devil tie? What's that guy's name again?
That's Mike Onesco.
Mike Onesco, if you're listening.
So anyway,
that was really satisfying.
That was a great note to find.
It was a goodie.
That was just in a Lucy pile.
And you don't think he gave that back to you? You think that never went to him?
It looks pretty fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know where Jordan is now?
He's a policeman.
Wow.
Living in Michigan.
It's hot.
Nice.
Yeah. He is married. I don't know if her name is Michelle, but if it is, I'm going to cut that bitch.
You're gonna. Also, I hope, I mean, shout out to Michelle if that's who he – let's assume they're married.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they're having a nice life in Michigan.
She got her man.
They too. They have some babies, I think. I think that's...
But we don't think it's Michelle.
Look, I don't know.
Okay.
I think it would be better healing for you to send this to him. Because you are letting him off the hook. He might be still wondering, like, is she mad at me? You know?
And I think the answer is yes.
Right?
I am.
But honestly, my biggest takeaway, if that's you at seventh grade, like, you have so much game.
I know.
I mean, that's some, like, hardcore mind screwing game that you're dropping on a seven-year-old
boy. Reverse psychology. Negging him. You're like literally
A game.
Yeah. What's the guy's name that does the game with like the weird hats?
Yeah.
You're mystical or whatever his
name
is.
Mm-hmm. You're mystical. You're straight mystical.
If you guys want to start calling me that, just like on the reg, that's totally fine.
Mystical.
Mysterioso? What is his name? He looks like Chris Angel.
Ugh,
mystery.
He's so gross.
A fast rapper, but the point is in seventh grade, I was like barely giving cheek kisses to guys. I was not at this level.
No, she was.
Were you and Jordan making?
You were HJing.
What was the hand gesture?
That was a really flouncy hand job.
Yeah.
Emily, are we saying that right now?
No, that's so sick. If I gave hand jobs in seventh, you can cut it. If I gave hand jobs in seventh grade, I would wear a shirt every day that said I gave hand jobs in seventh grade.
If you make that shirt,
I would buy it.
By the way, I will say on the record that I gave hand jobs in seventh grade.
I'm so embarrassed.
Right.
Yeah.
I was definitely, but I feel like there's two kinds of people. People I gave hand jobs in seventh grade were at bar and bat mitzvahs giving HJs under the dessert table. And then the other kind of people that were like, learning how to weekly masturbate on pillows while looking at pictures of Tobey Maguire. And that was me.
I'm going to tell one story about Jordan and we can cut it.
Well, let's never cut anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Choir trip to see Sound of Music.
I'm wet already.
sitting next to each other in the theater. HJ.
What?
An in-theater H. Was it a movie?
Under a jacket?
On a school trip.
Or what?
Under a jacket.
To complete?
Look, I
it wasn't
know.
About that.
Probably, yeah, no. Look, if the hand about. Was on a D during Sound of Music.
How could he like Michelle? How could this guy like? I don't think Michelle was given HJs under jackets at
the theater. If you want to talk about game. I definitely didn't have
Deanna
any.
Deanna is stunned right now. Deanna has turned to
Deanna,
stone.
Deanna, can you back me up? Were you giving HJs
no,
in seventh grade?
Clear, girl, no. I was
can
so
we at
far
least
behind.
Level right now? I was so far behind,
this
too.
Side of the table. But you were doing better than me. The fact that you were masturbating to a teen beat is,
whatever,
like, better,
yeah,
than I was doing. Like, I didn't even have it together to know to do that.
The thought of me, I just got a flash of me. Well, it doesn't even surprise me. Look how cute you were at your bat mitzvah.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
So if
cute.
I think, I can't even think about what I look like at my bat mitzvah. It's such a horror show. Like, no one wanted HJs. No one was
getting
it.
What was your theme?
It was beach themed.
Yes.
I crazy, like, had braces, like, bad, yeah, weight. I was, like, the same height, but, like, 30 pounds heavier. Like, it was just a look. But the craziest thing is that my parents were like, wear whatever you want. We don't care. And I was like, yeah, okay. I wore the craziest outfit.
Oh, no. All right,
let's.
Matt's got more questions.
Let's go.
Oh, here's my big question. Okay. Back on the, like, millennial celebrity.
Tip.
On that train. Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm. If you, okay, so let's play like fantasy team. Oh. If you had to go to a desert island and you could only take five under 30 celebrities, and this can include the superstars, this can include the Kardashians, this could also include those other people you named
that
we didn't know who they were.
I'm not going to overthink this. I could put in time and think of like group dynamics or like, you know, who's good at cooking food.
We don't have that kind of time.
Roast and spit squirrels or something.
Yeah.
But here's who I'm bringing. Yeah. I'm bringing Kylie.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
I'm just bringing Kylie.
That's who I want to talk about.
She's got the good weed. I mean, she's just the best. Like, I just want to live with Kylie forever.
Would you not worry that she is going to maybe eat your flesh?
That's the thing. We're not going to think about the logistics.
You're not going to think about,
here.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring Drake. He's still 29.
Ooh. Wow. I don't even put him in that category, but he is.
Drake is too sexy. You have to bring him.
He's coming. He's coming. He's coming on the trip.
Get that Judy
We're
girl.
We're bringing Rihanna. She's also under 30.
Yeah, I don't even think of these people as millennials.
Well, you shouldn't have said under 30.
Right,
that was the
right,
big.
Right.
That was
like
your big mistake.
25.
Yeah.
All right.
But I'm happy you did because I can bring
this
Rihanna.
Is a great crew. This is a
Wait,
great crew
maybe I shouldn't collecting. Bring Rihanna because then Rihanna and Drake will obviously shack up, and I won't have a chance with Drake. Whatever. We're gonna move forward.
She'll have like an off night. You'll be able to get in there.
True. She can't fuck him every night.
Right.
No. Someone's got to give him an HJ once in a while.
That's where I come in.
No. Emily's not coming. Okay. We need. Let's see. Oh, we need a fun gay to spice it up for show.
We're under 30?
An under 30 gay in
Are
the
there
media.
Any?
Who are they?
Zachary Quinto?
He's not under 30.
We're not
30.
Bringing him.
And he doesn't seem very fun. Okay, seems like talented, serious.
We're bringing, let's see.
A suggestion.
Please, please.
What about Magic Johnson's kid?
EJ?
EJ.
We're fun? Not bringing EJ.
Okay.
Wow.
EJ doesn't seem like, I don't feel like we would get along.
Denied.
It's just so much.
Much.
We're
that
not bringing
time
him.
With him.
We can bring pretty much any other cast member of the Rich Kids of Beverly Hills, but just not EJ. We're bringing...
Anyone from maybe Glee?
Oh, we're bringing Glee.
No.
We're
bringing like Emma Roberts. I'm just going to say too random. We're bringing Emma Roberts. Why not?
I can't.
Whatever. You need someone to like heap your shit on the island.
Okay.
It's Emma's fault. And we are bringing I don't know why it's just so hard for me. We're bringing Lea Michele. I don't care. I'm just saying anyone now.
Great. So, Glee got in there. You mocked me, but then look who got in.
Well, because you said it. It was on my brain.
Okay.
There you
go. You influenced her.
That's a
her
real
island.
Collection.
Who's the real influencer?
You guys
You're
already did like a deep
influencer.
Dive on Kylie before I came in.
No, we didn't.
Let's just do it.
I just want your take on her just
so
in general.
I just want to just preface this by saying the last time Caroline was in, she sort of, like, we were completely confused about Kylie Jenner. We didn't get it on any level.
Yeah. Not any.
At this point, I can say for myself, I joined Snapchat recently. Mm-hmm. She was, King Kylie was my first ad. I have five people
Kylie
now.
Lizzle my nizzle.
I'm following her on Instagram. I feel connected, and I feel like I get it more than I did.
Yeah.
She's all about the social media. When we talk about the obsession with Kylie, so much of it is about following her on social media. She's just good at it.
Mm-hmm. What makes her good at it?
She just tapes her life. It's just like there's nothing to it. There's no like jokes. There's no trying too hard. She's literally like, this is what I'm doing. But the fun thing is that her life is so insane. She has like 8 Rolls Royces. She has a giant house in Calabasas. I mean, it's just voyeurism.
She and Tyga broke up today again, I read.
I won't believe it until Kylie's dating a new person.
Are you rooting for them to stay together?
If I could bludgeon Tyga to death.
Wow.
That was harsh as hell. But I just don't. I'm not a fan. He's the worst. He is a tool. Like, he lessens the Kylie brand. That's the one bad thing about Kylie, that she's dating Tyga.
I will say I haven't seen him that often in the social media.
Well, that's the whole thing. He hasn't been spotted on her social since Coachella, which in Instagram that's like an eternity, ages. Eons.
Well, and they had a fight at the Met Ball.
Yeah, allegedly.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Allegedly. See, Emily knows what's going on.
Hi.
The thing about Kylie that I've sort of gleaned, it's like she doesn't – you're so accurate. She does not bring content, nothing. Verbal content.
Oh, yeah.
To the table or no, any, no. She's not clever.
She's dead inside for, dead. By all accounts.
I've gotten no jokes off of her. I've gotten no information
but
off
I
of
like
her.
That.
But yeah, and she, and the look in her eyes in every picture is like, I know that. And it's like, you're still looking. Like
right.
She has to me true satanic evil behind the eyes.
No,
but
no.
I love it. Mm. And I'm watching and I'm following and I'm into it. I can't look away. But when she got whatever work done that she got and she sort of transformed from like the little
thin-lipped
to what she is now,
megalipped.
It really seems like she sold her soul along the way. And
you're all for it.
We'd be so lucky to sell our souls like that. I also do want to say that a big thing about Kylie for me is she's a fashion icon. I think her fashion's amazing.
Really?
It's like for the under 25 crowd of like, she's an icon there. Like Black Chinas of the world. She's reappropriating urban trends in a high fashion way.
Question. So Matt doesn't know that you are wearing the Kylie Jenner lip kit on your lips right now.
I didn't even tell you guys the crazy story about me them. So they're $27 each, which is really expensive. And I'm actually a big makeup person, and I would never spend that on lipstick, except I did.
But with the liner, $27?
For the mattes, they come with a liner, yeah.
That's not that crazy. The liner and the lipstick together.
The liner and the liquid matte lipstick. Do you guys want to look at them?
Sure. But go on.
So my friend texted me, shout out Isabel Esposito, and she was like, hey girl, I just bought two. Well, first she posted about it on social media. She was like, post a screenshot of it. Here are the liners. I have two.
Okay.
Great. She was like, hey, I just bought two on her social. She was like, I just bought two. Kylie, be careful. When you open them, they come out. They're like really spilly for some reason. I'm here.
And this is Candy K?
Candy K and Coco K.
I love this liner.
Her signature on the product looks like Emily's handwriting in the Jordan letter.
Yeah, it does. God.
Are you Kylie Jenner?
Wow, stay woke.
Is she your ghostwriter?
So
this is very pretty.
Wait till it dries. It's so matte. It's so tight. So anyway, so this girl posts on her Instagram. She's like, damn, I just bought all this Kylie lip kit. It was so expensive. I wish I didn't buy it. And I'm like, oh, cool. And then she texts me. She's like, hey, girl, I just bought all this Kylie, and I don't feel like it's going to look good on me. Would you at all be interested in having it?
But you already knew she just was mad
I know,
she spent so
but
much.
I'm like such a Kylie whore. I was like, okay, fine. Well, first she was like, do you want one of them? And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
And I, for some reason, thought she was giving them to me. And I was like, I'm the luckiest bitch in the world. And then she texts me. She's like, hey, it came. What's your address? I'm going to send it to you. And also, the other color I got doesn't look good on me either. So I'm going to send that to you, too. And I was like,
sweet.
Cha-ching, bitch. So they come in the mail. Not even do they come in the mail. I know, it has a nice smell. she sends me, hits me up with a Venmo charge request for $72.
I was like, oh, shit.
Cool.
Just for these four items that we just saw?
But you know what? I don't regret it. I wouldn't take it back for anything. I love my Kylie lip kit.
Here's what I'm seeing. This is very pretty to me. Which, I want both of these.
Which color was? Oh, you did both.
I did both, and I want both. I like this lighter one. I think it's super pretty.
That's Coco. That's what I'm wearing right now.
And I think that there seems to be a substantial amount of product. Like that lip gloss, yeah. I feel like there's a lot of gloss in there.
It's heavy,
wrong?
Hefty. Yeah, you get your 27 worth.
At least you get like 14 worth.
Yeah, you get 14 worth.
Does
you
it know. Have like the yeah. vent, the lip, the plumper stuff in it? That's,
no, that would be an injectable. That would be like a Restylane, and you'd no. have to go get that at a doctor.
No, but you know, wasn't that? That was
a Juvederm.
A couple years ago that like it would make
that
your
was,
lips
that's
tingle.
A lie. That's a lie.
Real, right?
That's a beauty.
Yes,
bath.
They had those. And they just hurt. There was like no reason for them. They didn't do anything.
Right.
They just hurt.
Maybe they hurt your thin, white, weak lips. But they're literally like tingly a little bit. And they're a little painful.
They hurt.
But I don't, yeah, those are fake. You need to get the real injections. And someone recently told me what procedures Kylie has gotten. It's so enlightening. I'm going to blow your eyes mine. Obviously, lips.
Yeah.
Possibly, this is all allegedly from a plastic surgeon friend of mine. Botox jaw injections because it relaxes your muscles and it makes your jaw look softer. I still don't even know what that means, but I need it.
Yeah, I don't want a soft jaw.
Yeah.
You do want a soft jaw. Well, those of us with hard jaws can relate to the struggle, I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
Botox under the eyebrows, that's what we call an instant eye lift.
I believe that.
I want that.
And she has a rhinoplasty.
I want that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want that too.
Me too. I know. Same. A good rhinoplasty will run you like 10K.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. I've researched long and hard.
No.
You guys both have, everybody here has a nice nose.
Don't humor us, okay? Just kidding.
And I think we did it, guys. I mean, it's so tragic to have to wrap up after, like,
I literally, we just got started.
I know.
Wait, are you kidding? Oh, kill me right now. I'm so sad.
Well, we'll have to do a follow-up. We'll have to do this again because after I send this letter to Jordan, we'll obviously have lots to talk about after he writes me back.
We've got to have Jordan on and do a roundtable.
Maybe Michelle will come on.
Yeah. Jordan, Michelle. Leah Michelle, just like the whole
We game. Could have your whole island here. It could be fun.
It seems interesting that none of the social justice warriors were part of your island team.
Yeah, they did not pop up.
They're coming to my island. They can go have fun on Tumblr.
A mandala
can stay far away from my island. But yeah, they're cool. I want more fun people, you know?
Guys, where can we find you?
I'm official Sean Penn on Instagram.
I'm at Matt McConkey and at Matt McConks on Twitter and Instagram.
McConks.
Matt, when is our show? And
June 14th, Comedy Central stage in LA at 8 p.m.
How do people get tickets?
They have to call and make a reservation, but they're free. And we'll tweet out the phone number.
Do not miss the show, you guys. I have been. It is fantastic.
It's a ton of fun. We do open with a dance number.
It's not a big deal.
Literally look like an elderly woman dancing at like her daughter's bat mitzvah.
Amazing.
But it's a fun romp.
Time.
Yeah.
Yay.
Guys, you're both adorable.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Oh, you weren't talking to me.
No, I'm always talking. Yeah. And Emily, are we just going to call you HJ?
Mystery. The mysterious handjob queen.
I don't know. I'll just wave my arms around.
Just keep giving those flouncy air handjobs.
I love it too much. I'm shocked and delighted.
And so will my parents be.
I feel like you need to also like, can I ask a real question, guys?
Please.
For everyone. This is just to round it out. Like, with a hand job, this is going to be a real basic question.
Yes.
Is moisture always necessary?
Oh, yeah.
Always.
Well, actually.
I mean, if you're hard up for, you don't have lotion at the ready, I guess you just use the skin friction and you're like moving the skin.
Well,
it just doesn't
also
seem pleasurable.
Also, circumcised versus uncircumcised, it can be a completely different experience.
So ooh, circumcised
damn,
might not need the
lotion. We just went from high school to grad school.
Uncircumcised might not need it.
Okay.
There's so much loose skin, you can almost use that.
Yeah, it's almost like, is that what it's for? Yeah, it seems like it is.
Okay. Favorite hand job trick is obviously with moisture, is the double.
Oh. She's doing a luxurious
like,
double.
It looks like a neck
gesture.
Massage that I would love to receive.
Yeah. It's like you ring it like it's a little neck that's tiny. You've been bad. Like but you're just angry at it.
You've been bad. Like that.
Oh, I'm blushing.
Me too. I'm hot and like blushing in the best way.
Let's go take a pic, guys.
Yay.
OMFG.
Why does it ever have to end?
That was like wild excitement, chaos, fun. Mm-hmm. It was just too much fun.
It was really, it was, I loved the questions. I thought Matt came in really well prepared, other than the fact that he really doesn't know how to put on headphones, which is fine.
Details, details.
You know, we struggle. We all have our own struggles.
Right. You know what was good, though? He went wrong and strong, which is what I admire in anybody, yes. You know, that quality.
Own it.
Own it.
Own it. And Caroline, we learned so much.
She is just a spitfire. Happy we got to dive into Kylie a little bit more. And just FYI, I have the two shades, the matte shades, are completely dry, and they're not going anywhere.
They're not. They look like they are part of your skin. They look like birthmarks.
Yeah. I mean, I'm impressed.
Mm-hmm. Should we order some?
I mean, I don't want to spend the money, but I do want the lip kit.
They're pretty.
She had me at that friggin' video, that promo video for the lip kit, like totally.
They look good.
Amazing. What was it like?
Like totally cute? So cute.
Like literally so cute. Like, those are the three so ones. Cute.
That was it.
Ugh, guys, thank you so much for listening.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, and you know what? We had one of our listeners, Nikki. You know I can't say a last name.
Oh, gosh. Okay, I'm going to try, and I'm so sorry. La Sorenza?
Beautiful. Way better than I would have done. She said, at OMFG Pod, your last episode high key tugged at all of my heartstrings. Hashtag moms.
We got called moms.
Yeah.
I just got shivers up and down my whole body,
and
Nikki.
And guess what? If we never had Caroline on, we would have never learned about moms.
I would have been like, what'd she fucking call me?
Exactly. And now we know it's a deep compliment.
I have never had a child.
And also, like, high key, we wouldn't know that without this podcast.
No, but we're tuned in.
We're
and so,
in tune.
Nikki, we understand your message that you have sent to us over the interwebs.
Comprehend.
Yes, we have decoded it and we love it. Send us more.
And we thank you. Guys, thank you so much for listening.
Thank you. I am Emily Foster at Frida Foster.
I'm Deanna Chang at Deanna Raphael. We are OMFG Emily
at OMFG Pod.
And Emily gives hand jobs.
Bye.
Bye bye.
Hey everyone, Scott Aukerman here, and I want to tell you that the Comedy Bang Bang show is going on tour. We're on tour right now. Me, Paul F. Tompkins, Lauren Lapkus, Neil Campbell for half of it, and Mike Hanford for the other half. And you can get in on the madness even without a ticket by following Earwolf on Snapchat. We'll be taking snaps during shows on the road and behind the scenes. And remember, you can hear every single live show the next day on Howl. Use the code CBBLIVE at howl.fm when you sign up, and you'll get 1 month for free. Thanks, and I'll see you soon in a city near you.
Los Angeles, California!
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Adam Sachs, and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.